Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Lou Kraus. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Harper steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hovley. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Hovley steals second. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. the Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak takes first base on ball four. McNerney moves to second. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. McNerney moves to third. Kubiak moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNerney scores. Kubiak moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Harper steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Lee Stang now pitching. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kubiak scores. Harper scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 4-3, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarado moves to second. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang bunts towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvarado moves to third. Moses moves to second. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvarado tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvarado juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. McNerney reaches second base with a double. Hegan moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball towards right. Conigliaro settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Conigliaro. Hegan tags and scores. McNerney tags and moves to third. Rollins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Brewers. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-0 in the game. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNurtney scores. Rollins moves to third. Kraus moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Brewers. Ray Jarvis now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Kraus moves to third. Harper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Brewers. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kraus scores. Harper moves to third. Snyder moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Brewers. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hovley takes first base on ball 4. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. Snyder moves to third. Hovley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-4, Brewers. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McNurtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvarado fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus bunts towards the mound. Jarvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvarado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walden. Moses reaches second base with a double. Mike Derrick pinch hits for Ray Jarvis. Mike Derrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hegan. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Brett now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hovley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Hovley reaches second base with a double. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvarado fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rollins strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kubiak is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heaton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conigliaro for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Ken Brett. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Lee now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hobley hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Heaton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heaton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kraus covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvarado fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Heaton takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McNerney hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. John Kennedy pinch runs for Rich Rollins. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing third base. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvarado fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvarado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Bill Lee. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schofield moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schofield moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.